You're listening to SBS News.
Western countries, including the United States, Canada, France and Germany, are calling for China to close down a network of alleged detention camps in its far west that campaigners say could hold a million Uyghurs and other Muslims. It comes as Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is in Beijing for meetings with Chinese government officials. She had promised before departing for the trip she would raise the issue in her talks. During a five-yearly review of China's human rights record at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, several countries have expressed deep concern about what China maintains are vocational training camps. United States Chargé d'Affaires Mark Casser says the camps in Xinjiang province reflect a deterioration in China's human rights record since the last review in 2013.
We are alarmed by the government of China's worsening crackdown on Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Muslims in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. We recommend that China abolish all forms of arbitrary detention, including internment camps in Xinjiang, and immediately release the hundreds of thousands, possibly millions, of individuals detained in these camps.
Canada's envoy, Rosemary McCarney, has backed calls for an end to what she terms the mass detention of Uyghurs and other Muslims.
We are deeply concerned by credible reports of the mass detention, repression, and surveillance of Uyghurs and other Muslims in Xinjiang. Overall, we are concerned about the broader deterioration of human rights in China since the last UPR.
The UPR, or Universal Periodic Review, is the name for the five-yearly review. Over 500 people rallied outside the United Nations headquarters in Geneva during the debate, calling for the Chinese government to be held accountable. Among the demonstrators were Uyghurs living in exile, some holding photos of loved ones they've lost contact with. One protester explained.
I can say 99% Uyghurs who live in exile have lost contact with family member. So that's why we are here gathering to protest the Chinese government brutal crackdown in Turkestan to Uyghur people, Tibetan people.
There was a similar demonstration in the Turkish city of Istanbul.
We're here to speak up to abolish the assimilation, genocide, pressure and cruelty that has been inflicted on the people of East Turkmenistan in China for a very long time.
Chinese delegates have told the UN Human Rights Council that Xinjiang is facing an ongoing threat from what it calls Islamic militants and separatists. Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Li Yucheng has rejected accusations of mistreatment. He says abuse claims by some countries are politically driven and not based on facts, and he defends the action taken in Xinjiang.
Prevention is an effective measure to curb terrorism. Xinjiang, as an anti-terrorism measure, set up these training centers to help the people affected by terrorism to stay away from extremism by means of training, so they could be integrated into society at an early date, preventing them from participating in terrorism and victimizing people. We cannot wait until they become a member of a terrorist group.
Maurice Payne says the Australian government has what she terms serious concerns about the human rights situation in Xinjiang. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.